about the deal about the other day myself. Mm. No, he generally bought mine broke in.
Mm. Yeah. Charlie broke a lot in, didn't he?
He broke in several here, yeah. But mine, I generally used to buy mine, you know, four or five years I've got to be into work. Because I was alone, you see, well, my father was, when we first come here, well, he was getting past pulling about, because that takes some doing, you know.
Yeah.
Pull you about, so. Yeah, so I also bought mine already broke in.
And what kind of crops had you mostly on the farm?
Oh, all sorts. Wheat, barley, oats, peas and beans. Yes, it's to go wheat out of beans and wheat out of clover. Barley come after the wheat or root crop, anything like that, you see.
Different method of harvesting barley from the rest.
To mow that and cart that loose. Women used to gather it in. Till then they got these here topples. The next thing come along is the horse used to walk between the rows, you see. And man used to go and hold this and put it in the forkles, like. Except the women, job of gathering. Yeah, and the wheat, because that used to be mowed and tied up.
And then where did you put it?
Cart home and stack it in the stackyard.
But didn't you used to make something with straw?
Yeah, scuds. It had a thing with a hook on.
What do you call that?
A scud. Scud binder. Yes, you used to turn around like you see, and somebody got to be in the heap of straw and keep pulling that out and going like you see as you was twizzling, you see. Oh, you would do a bit, perhaps 10 or 15 yards. And you'd take that out, and then you'd get the stick, but that length a little longer, well, broad, like, and you'd wind that crisscross that on this here broach, and then cat and stick it on the stack. You'd want about three or four of them to go around if that's a big stack. Yes.
And you'd bend the broaches to get them into the scuds, would you?
No.
Oh.
No, stick the side broach in, and then twiddle the scud round it and press it in right tight so that would never come out. And you used to put them about a bit so far apart, maybe about 2 foot apart, all the way around the stack. Perhaps you'd put four up the stack, one on the eave, another one about a yard up, another one half a yard and a half, another one about about 18 inches from the top. Keep the wind and barn that down.
Yeah.
That was all right. I used to do my own thatching.
Yeah. The house was thatched rather differently, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, I was. You'd got to have a professional thatch to do them.
I see.
They weren't good enough thatch. Well, our house won't thatch at the stables.
I see.
Yeah.